fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 10th day of January, 2010. Is that what we're going to call this, 2010 or 2010? I guess the terms are interchangeable. Anyway, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I woke up this morning. It was 4.5 degrees below zero Fahrenheit here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. I understand that parts of the Antarctic are not that cold at points. I was reading an article about what's going on in Scotland. They had 6.5 below zero Fahrenheit in the last day or so, which is more problematic for them than it is for us, because we engineer our infrastructure here in this part of the world, in Missouri, to deal with that kind of cold. We have enough insulation in the homes, heavy enough furnaces, and most important of all, we bury the pipes deep enough. It's I don't know what they do in that part of the world, in the United Kingdom, as far as burying pipes. You know, if they're not burying them deep enough, they're going to be in deep trouble. They'll have burst pipes that would cause hundreds of millions, possibly billions of dollars of damage to replace that kind of infrastructure. So I don't know what those folks do over there. I hope their pipes are buried deep enough. They're certainly, they aren't used to having this kind of weather and winter over there. They typically have a very mild winter because of the Gulf Stream. I'm making inquiries, nothing definitive yet, but there's a good possibility that the winter they're having in England is a result of the Gulf Stream slowing down dramatically. That could be the case. I'm not ready to say that is the case, but we'll talk about that more when we come back from the break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th of January, 2010. I like to give a market update every show. Of course, the markets have been closed since Friday afternoon. Oil, Friday, the 8th of January, oil futures closed up 9 cents at $82.75 for February delivery. Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed up 11.33 points, closing at 10,618 points. Gold in London trading Friday closed up $7.60 at $1,137.70. And silver London afternoon, Friday afternoon closed up 23 cents at $18.48. And we have our first caller, Linda in Ohio. Go ahead, Linda.
My twin brother was a Green Beret. I told him about your show. I hope he's starting to listen.
Oh, I hope so.
The reason I called was to ask you, you know, Oprah Winfrey said she's buying a lot of land in Dominica. Would this be a safe haven, do you think, or not?
Refresh my memory. That's in the Caribbean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
My daughter would know probably more than
okay.
me. Just, she was just there.
Is that an island that the French,
I believe
French-controlled
so, yeah.
island? I'm thinking of Martinique. You said Dominique.
You don't
Martinique
think
what? Or Dominique?
Dominica.
Dominica, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me...
Okay, you can check
yeah,
that, because I listen to you all the time. I'll listen for any, you know, and there was one more thing I was going to ask you, and it's gone.
Yeah, I went blank.
But,
I'll
listen to the rest of your show about
thing.
Thank you.
Here.
Oh, I know. John, are you still there?
I'm here.
You said once that you're available for consult.
Right.
Could you tell me what you mean by that? Or?
Well, I do private consultations, either in person or on the telephone. Help people. It's a strategizing session as much as anything. Help people focus on what they need to be focusing on and make specific recommendations when that's needed in terms of preparedness.
Okay. Oh my
and
God,
I do that for
right
families
now.
And for corporations both.
Dominica Island in the Caribbean. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for your call, and I'll answer your questions on the air. Well, Dominique, we'll talk about the Caribbean in general. Now, I don't know what Oprah knows. There's no way I could without talking to the woman. However, these oceans are coming up. I just got an email today from one of my listeners. He was out on a research vessel. He's a retired Navy guy, and he talked to a couple other retired Navy guys who were in more recently than himself. And he asked them about the rising ocean levels, and they both were kind of astounded that he even knew about such a thing. The thing about these Caribbean islands is, first of all, in normal times, like right now, a major issue on most of these islands is fresh water. You go to most of these Caribbean islands, it's fresh water, potable water is expensive and scarce. Almost all the homes on those islands have systems to catch rainwater and put it to a cistern. And it's an issue right now, and that will always be an issue. Almost everything except fresh fruits and vegetables and fish has to be imported. Any manufactured goods have to be imported across either over the water or by an airplane. When these oceans come up 200, 400 feet, some of these small islands will just basically disappear or be so far gone it won't matter anymore. And the infrastructure of all these islands, the critical infrastructure where harbors, where ships dock and load and unload products, airports, power stations, water treatment plants. I would say on most of these islands, the majority of that infrastructure will be damaged or completely destroyed when these oceans come up. Now, Oprah is wealthy enough that she could have several homes if she chooses to. She may know about these matters and have a safe haven and a safe area. In addition, she may have a place to enjoy, like Dominique, while things are still normal. She certainly has that ability with the financial resources that she has. And that is that. That's Dominique. And it's not picking out Dominique in specifically. It's just these Caribbean islands in general. As far as consultations, if you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see there's a link there, a section to go to for consultations. It's all pretty self-explanatory. I do consultation work for individuals, families, and corporations. I have been doing so since the summer of 1977 when I first accepted my first paid consultation. A very nice couple from Las Vegas flew into St. Louis and spent an afternoon consulting with me. So I do offer those services. A friend of mine loaned me a book. The title of it is The Bin Ladens, subtitle, An Arabian Family in the American Century. The author is Steve Cole, C-O-L-L. Fairly large paperback with, how many pages we got here? 669 pages. I'm not too deep into the book, but one of the things I found out very quickly is that Lord bin Laden, as Osama is called by the people who follow him, has more than 50 siblings from three different mothers and, of course, one father. it's kind of breathtaking, isn't it? I'm not sure I'll finish the book. It is fascinating that this culture, this society, the religion, these people, the way they live, how they think and believe is so strange to the American mind. It's almost beyond comprehension. So like I say, I don't know if I'll finish the book or not, but it is fascinating. I've been doing some research on firearms lately and coming across some recommendations. I know people always want recommendations on firearms. I'm a big, big fan of the .22 rimfire magnum. And talk about rifles first. I'm also a big fan of Savage. Savage has an innovative trigger system they came up with several years ago called the AccuTrigger. I bought my grandson his first rifle, which was and is a bolt-action Savage. I think it's the Mark II, the Savage Mark II. Yeah, that's what it is. 22 long rifle, 10-shot magazine. The AccuTrigger, if you look at it carefully, has a piece extending out from the middle of the trigger that your finger comes in contact first before it touches the real trigger. It's all one mechanism, of course. And when you depress that part that protrudes and then make contact with the actual trigger, what you've done is release the tension on that trigger mechanism to the point where you've got I'm going to say about a 2.5-pound let-off. I haven't had it measured. It doesn't really say here. I've got my copy of my 2010 Gun Digest here in front of me. It really doesn't say what the let-off is on the trigger, but I'm going to guess about 2.5 pounds. It's a very nice trigger. And that's one of the things I look for when I'm shopping for a rifle, pistol, or a shotgun, especially rifles and pistols, shotguns to a lesser extent, is the quality of the trigger. Now, by quality, I mean the effort it takes to release the mechanism and have it fire, have it discharge. It should be smooth, should be no creep, as we say. It's good to have a little bit of slack in there. I think it's a safety thing, and military rifles typically have a lot of slack for safety reasons as much as anything else. But you, as part of the practice and training, is learning to take up the slack before you begin your trigger pull. And anyway, the Savage makes a real nice trigger with the AccuTrigger. Now, the model I'm going to recommend here is the Savage Model 93. I'm going to say the letters and then say it in the phonetic alphabet. FVSS, that's Foxtrot Victor Sierra Sierra Magnum Rifle. This particular rifle comes with a 21-inch stainless steel barrel, stainless steel action, and a black graphite fiberglass stock. It comes already drilled and tapped for scope mounts and has Weaver-style bases. It's made in Canada. They began manufacturing this 12 years ago, so they've had all the bugs worked out of this a long, long time ago. That's a nice little piece, and it is in the .22 caliber rimfire magnum, .22 rimfire magnum. Now, for pistols, there's two models I'm going to recommend. First is a Taurus 941 revolver. It comes two ways. Okay. Break coming up. Call numbers 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
If Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of January 2010. Before the break, I was talking about this Taurus revolver, the Model 941. That is the 22 Winchester Rimfire Magnum. 22 Winchester Magnum Rimfire. Get that correct here. 8-shot. You got your choice of three different barrel lengths. 2-inch, 4-inch, 5-inch. I'd recommend the 5-inch. And has black rubber grips, serrated ramp front, rear adjustable, double action. I got that silly key lock thing on there that I think California makes them put on, which I've never used. And there's a heavier model, the 971, that comes with a 6-inch barrel. It costs a little bit more. excuse me. Oh, it's about $453 retail as opposed to $386. Now, that would probably, for outdoor survival purposes, that heavy, the Tracker model would be the preferable one. And I would look at and talk to my gunsmith about getting a water-resistant, waterproof aim point red dot scope on there. You'd have quite a package. Now, for semi-auto, the only one I'm aware of that's currently in production in a 22 Winchester Magnum Rimfire is XL Arms, that's EXCEL, EX, XL Arms Accelerator. and they have, it's called, the model is the MP22. That comes in 22 Magnum only. They have a plain. These come stainless steel, by the way. The plain one is $433 retail. Camouflage is finishes $520. Now, keep in mind, these are retail prices, and most gun shops can get you a deal that will beat full retail. Almost always they can do that. The XL Arms is made in the United States. It's already got the rib on top for mounting whatever kind of sights you want to mount. Once again, the waterproof aim point red dot sight would be the preferable one for outdoor survival. And that's what we got right there. I'm having trouble with my internet connection. I have to apologize. My computer that I've got Skype set up on has crashed on me. I have a friend who's a technician. He'll be putting it back together, hopefully, before my show next week. In the meantime, I'm stuck on the telephone, so if you're not used to the kind of clarity we normally have here on Republic, that's why, because I'm doing my show on the telephone, and I do truly apologize for that. I printed out an article here from Republic Broadcasting's website about airport security, and this woman, Janet Napolitano, I guess that's how you say it. See, Homeland Security, Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. And she's talking about how they're going to buy these new machines. They've got machines that can see through your clothing, machines that can sniff explosives, and all this silly stuff. And I say silly because if you want it, if you want serious airport airline security, you do what El Al does, the Israeli airline El Al. If you're going to fly commercial, the safest airline on the planet is the Israeli airline El Al. Period. That's it. They put measures in place many decades ago, three decades, four decades plus ago, to ensure that their airline would be safe. And they don't need to rely on machines that can see through your clothing and machines that can sniff explosives. They probably have such devices, I'm sure, but that's not what they rely on. What they rely on is profiling the passengers, which we can't do because it's not politically correct here in the United States and most of the Western world. We do not, we cannot, we won't profile the passengers. And we got these no-fly lists, which we found out December 25th, are flawed. We've known that for years. I mean, former United States Senator Ted Kennedy was on a no-fly list of all things. I was on a no-fly list once. I may still be for all I know. I don't know. But I always got to fly. They just put me in the terrorist checkpoint line and security line, and which the first time I was kind of offended, but after that I realized, well, there's no wait. When you go through the terrorist security checkpoint at TSA in the airport, you go straight through there with nobody in front of you. So it got to the point where I was really okay with that. But that's what Israel does. LL, the Israeli airline LL, profiles the passengers. Who are they looking for specifically? Well, clearly and obviously, Islamic males between 17 and 40 years old. If you look at the history of Islamic terrorists for the past 40-something years, going back to 1968, what's that, 42 years ago, when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, allegedly by a Muslim man. Break coming up. Call the number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th of January, 2010. This is your show. It's a caller-driven show. And I talk about some things I think might be interesting. And then if you have questions or comments that you would like to discuss, you're certainly welcome to call anytime at 800-313-9443. I touched briefly earlier in the show on weather. And weather is a topic that people always talk about every day. It's just a nice neutral topic of discussion that you can discuss with strangers or coworkers or basically anybody and not have the threat of politics entering and or anything of that nature that would be unpleasant. Weather is becoming very, very bizarre. I was talking to my engineer Ken off the air a few minutes ago, and he said, John, it's 10 degrees down here. You know, he's close to San Antonio. I've been down there. It's a beautiful part of the country. They typically don't get what most of us north of there would call winter. You know, the winter I get here in the Ozark Mountains is laughed at by people who live in Minnesota and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and Wisconsin and so forth. They think that what we call winter down here is a joke. So it's a matter of perspective. Minus 4.5 degrees is serious weather. I don't care where you are. It's not going to last very long. We'll be back up to 40 degrees here in my home deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks probably by Wednesday at the latest. And that's pretty typical. We get a cold snap, and then it warms up. And a cold snap, and it warms up. Next thing you know, it's into February and into March, and we start getting warm weather all the time. So we're looking at 7-8 weeks of winter here, interspersed with some warm trends, and it'll be pretty much over for us. At least I hope so. Most times it is. But what's really going on? That's the question. What's really going on? If you're in the United Kingdom right now, England, Ireland, and Scotland, you're having great difficulty engaging in normal commerce, living a normal life right now. They simply aren't set up to deal with any serious winter of any consequence over there. They don't have the snow removal equipment for the highways. The large stocks of sand or grit, as they call it, to spread out. They've got very limited supplies of those things. They've closed factories and large businesses to maintain stocks of gas, natural gas, to heat homes with. It's pretty serious stuff over there. The Army was activated to evacuate people who were stuck on highways. They don't know how to drive in it. It's just simply an absolute nightmare over there. All this, in my opinion, based on what I see and observe and know, is part of climate change, and what most people call global warming, of course, is a deception. The powers that be control 99% of the argument, both sides of the mainstream argument that about half the people believing global warming and climate change is a consequence of human-created CO2 greenhouse gases, maybe even cow flatulence, of all things, and the other half believing that this is a natural, slow-moving event that occurs anyway, periodically, and there's nothing we can do about it. The tiny percentage of people who understand the truth, reality. The truth is, this planet is undergoing dramatic changes, not only in climate, but also in seismic activity and volcanism, culminating in the not-too-distant future, I'm not naming a date, in the not-too-distant future with rising ocean levels that will come up 200 to 400 feet and wipe out these low-lying coastal areas. How do I know this? I know it from a number of sources. There's a number of excellent books that you can find at most libraries written by Zachariah Sitchin, Dr. Velikowski, Professor McCanny. I don't know, you'll find his books in the library very easily. His website has a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Those are the primary ones. Any good books on archaeology that get back into what we call prehistoric times would be helpful just to demonstrate that high technology and advanced civilizations have existed on this planet in the past. There's an entire discipline of archaeology that's sometimes referred to as forbidden archaeology or hidden archaeology, where the researchers get into documenting the existence of high technology existing on this planet thousands of years ago, many thousands of years ago. There's just an article on Yahoo today claiming that the great pyramids of Cheops and the other two big ones weren't built by slaves at all. And they found graves of men that they believe were workers there, and they weren't the graves of slaves. And documentation of how much meat was delivered to the job site every day to feed these workers. They can estimate how many workers there were, about 10,000 at any given time, from the amount of meat that was delivered. There's another book I read, written by a concrete engineer, a man with a PhD in concrete engineering, who claims that through his research, that the Great Pyramids were actually the Great Pyramids are concrete blocks, very large concrete blocks, and he goes into some details about his analysis of that. It's fairly well known in some circles. I confirmed this with Dr. Deagle. He's confirmed it through a first-person interview with a man who did the on-site radiation detection, that in the area of the Pakistan-Indian border, an area called Kashmir, nuclear devices were set off about 12,000 years ago. That's not even debatable, because the science is very hard and very firm. You can go there with the right kind of detection equipment and detect the remnants of the atomic weapon that was discharged, or weapons, plural. We don't, you know, if there is somebody that knows, I'm not that person, but at least one or more atomic weapons were discharged about 12,000 years ago in the area of India and Pakistan called Kashmir. Pretty fascinating stuff. Which brings us to what's really going on. What's really going on is climate change, increased volcanism, and increased seismic activity due to a new planetary-sized object moving into our solar system, the 10th planet, Nibiru, Wormwood, Planet X. The Mayan calendar, at date of December 21st, 2012, is going to get a lot of people hurt, because the majority of people who believe that's true won't do anything before January 2012. You can count on it. We know that. We know that from the experience of Y2K and the build-up getting ready for that. We know that for a fact. That's what the government wants. They want people to keep living normal lives, paying their mortgage, watching professional sports, and consuming until the last minute. The December 21st, 2012 date is receiving a lot of mainstream notoriety for that reason. I saw the film 2012. My car, the black Lincoln Town Car, was the star the first 10 minutes. It did things that I'm sure the Lincoln Ford engineers never intended for it to do. That's why that date, that Mayan calendar story, that Mayan calendar date is receiving so much notoriety, is because of that. The powers that be want to distract folks about 3 years out too far, 3 or 4 years out too far. And they will accomplish their goal. I have no doubt whatsoever that they will. 2 weeks ago, December 31st, 2009, the government, that was the date given, dateline, the deadline given by the federal government to complete their own preparations for dealing with this, and I'm sure the majority of what they wanted to get done has been done. They continue to work. For example, NSA, we finally refer to as no such agency, announced it publicly that they're moving their computer data banks from Fort Meade, Maryland, where they've always been, to a small town about 20 miles south of Salt Lake City, Utah, in the desert, in the middle of the country. It's fairly well known that NSA, National Security Agency, has 18 acres of mainframe Cray computers. Cray mainframe computers, 18 acres, underground at Fort Meade, Maryland. What does it mean when they say they're going to move something like that? Here's what it means. It means they go to Utah, they buy the real estate, if it's not already owned by the government, they bring in the architects and engineers, draw up the blueprints, hire contractors, let out bids, have the bids bid on, hire contractors, and start moving dirt. Once they've built a mirror image of everything that's at Fort Meade, Maryland, enough hundreds of thousands of square feet, similar to what they've got at Fort Meade, Maryland, with all the infrastructure they need, the electrical power, telecommunications, water, parking garage, everything they need, and filled it up with 18 acres or more of Cray mainframe computers, then they abandon what they have there at Fort Meade and either move it or sell it off a surplus. One has to happen before the other happens. It's an incredibly expensive undertaking. And it will surplus out hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Cray mainframe computers that they may unbolt and move someplace else. They may not. I don't know what they're going to do, not that it matters. The government's doing this because they have no choice. It's a bit laughable. Now, the NSA had a press release about this big move to the desert south of Salt Lake City, and they said, well, the electricity is cheaper in the desert 20 miles south of Salt Lake City. That's why we're moving from Fort Meade, Maryland, to the desert 20 miles south of Salt Lake City. If it wasn't so serious, it would be laughable. We got a call here, Lucas in Texas. Go ahead, Lucas.
Hey, what's up, John? I really appreciate your insight into this. I also have come to the same exact conclusion and have been slowly, you know, informing my friends about it, and they're all coming around to it too. One thing I wanted to ask you and have you talk about was I saw your video, and I was interested more in the magnetic interaction that's going to happen and the burning effect. That's probably going to be an important part about this whole.
Right. Solar coronal mass ejection.
Well, I'm thinking that we have to go through a 7-day period of where there's a plasma beam that's going to be interacting.
Plasma discharge, yeah.
And that people are going to need to be in some sort of shelter type situation.
Right. You know, Lucas, why the government was so preoccupied with these underground shelters didn't make sense to me until I learned about this aspect of it. Plasma discharge, coronal mass ejections. These things will cook any mammal and most plant life that's outside and exposed to it. Coronal mass ejection will last about half an hour, and whatever half the planet, about 12,000 miles, whatever half the planet is facing it, when it happens, is going to get cooked real good. This other thing, the plasma discharge, is not quite as serious, but it's still serious and will cause damage and heat and damage as well. And you're right. If you're not sheltered from it and in a safe place where you're insulated from that tremendous heat, you're going to get cooked also.
You know, another thing I wanted to mention was the chemtrails. Most people haven't put together the fact that chemtrails contain high levels of barium, and what is barium used for? It's used to absorb radiation.
Right.
And a lot of people aren't talking about that. You're the only guy, truthfully, out of hundreds of people that I've sifted through, you're the only guy that's nailed it on the head 100% correct, man. I appreciate your efforts.
Well, thank you for your support, Lucas. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Hey, well,
you have any questions today?
No, I just wanted to say that, you know, all this stuff is available on the Internet. You can look it up. You know, all the mainstream is not putting it together for you. Okay,
Not, and they won't.
Yeah, they're not putting it together, but, you know, through the months of November and December of last year, there wasn't nearly a day that a giant fireball didn't hit this planet. Okay, and I mean, if you just look up, go to Google News and start typing in fireball or fire in the sky, use all different kind of keywords, you'll find that throughout November, December, every single day, a huge fireball hit this planet. So, you know, there's a lot going on that they're not informing the public about. Well, I appreciate your
Absolutely.
Time, John.
Okay,
and your
thanks for your call, Lucas.
All right, bye-bye.
And we got a regular caller here on hold, Sheldon in Arizona. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Hey, good afternoon, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've been trying to contact RBN a few times about the first hour of your programs from the last two Sundays, and they won't get it up. Do you know what's going on there?
Oh, the archives, you mean?
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it, Sheldon. My engineer is listening to us, Ken, a very fine young man who's a good engineer, and he may have a handle on that, and he and I will probably talk off the air about it when we get a break here.
Okay, because I've emailed RBN three times. I've made a phone call. It just doesn't seem like nothing's being done. But
well, what can I say? They're busy down there in Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing was, did you get to see my JPEG image I scanned from this Arizona newspaper front page about that article, We See a Super Earth?
I did. I saw that, yes.
Oh, okay, good. That was actually the Mount Hopkins Observatory.
Right. All right.
And, John, what are your, I don't know, do you ever get to listen to any of the other RBN shows?
Oh, occasionally. I stay busy, and sometimes I'll have it on in the background. Anybody specifically?
Oh, like today, did you get to tune in the Jack McLamb show?
No, I know Jack. We were both house guests there when I was down in Round Rock, but I didn't hear his show today, no.
Well, this is something I brought to his attention because I've been keep reminding him every call in almost every week to remind him to check out Dr. Judy Wood's research into 9/11, and I brought a different topic up today about holographic imagery projections of airliners, what were actually used to hit the towers on 9/11. Some of this information comes from a very highly credentialed authority figure named John
right.
Lear.
You want to hold on through the break, Sheldon?
Sure.
Stay tuned, and we'll be right back, everybody.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of January 2010. You still there, Sheldon?
Yeah, still here.
All right. I talked to my engineer off the air. He said that last week was not posted yet because the year-end rollover hadn't been engineered into there yet. But he said the week before was posted. And we're going to work on
it. When you go there, you only see 1 hour from 2 Sundays ago still.
Okay. Well, We're going to be working on that to try to get it squared away.
Okay. Well, hey, back to my train of thought about John Lear. You've heard of this guy, right?
I have, and quite frankly, the whole thing about holographic imaging, it's a bit far out for me. It really is. I'm not sure a hologram can be seen from multiple directions at the same time. I don't know that much about the technology. I don't know. What's your opinion of it?
Well, I'm absolutely convinced after hearing John Lear talk about it. I mean, here's a guy that's got 40 years of flight experience. He's dispatched planes, done maintenance on them. He's investigated airplane accidents. He filed a 16-page affidavit in a federal district court in New York 2 years ago, 16 pages long, attesting to no airliners hit the towers. And he says, you know, you won't hear John Lear talk this way on the Coast to Coast radio show, but these other alternative radio shows, he'll get into it.
Right.
And, you know, he's highly regarded in aviation circles. And he says most people just can't grasp this because they don't understand how far ahead the technology really is. He said it's at least 50 years ahead of what they're... The technology is what...
That is a good point, Sheldon. I have friends that have access to that level of technology. Most of us know that computer technology in the private sector doubles about every 18 months. The military, the computers the military uses are several generations ahead of that, is my understanding.
Well, when they murdered Phil Schneider back in 96, he said it progresses 44 and a half years as each calendar year goes by.
I don't know about that, but I know they're tremendously advanced beyond anything that we are aware of in the public.
Well, here's one more thing. You know, the only planes that were allowed to stay aloft after the towers disappeared were secret military missions, too.
Well, the airspace was closed, everything except military aircraft. That's true. I don't know about secret. They had a lot of combat aircraft up to try to safeguard our borders in various military flights, but all civilian aircraft were grounded for a better part of a week.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember. I can't actually remember if the exact wording was secret or just regular military flights. I'd have to look at that again, but, you know, that's what I totally believe in. I know it gets old talking about me hearing me get on shows talking about 9/11, but we've gone to war with a number of countries in the name of 9/11. So, I think it's important that I get the word out about what really happened.
We have, yes and no. It's kind of funny. Even Dick Cheney publicly admits now that Saddam had no involvement with 9/11 whatsoever. The Taliban had no involvement with 9/11. The guys were running Afghanistan at that point in time. They apparently did loan real estate to Saudi Arabians to train and live and do whatever they did over there in Afghanistan. They probably were paid handsomely. Okay, that's it. Sheldon, thank you for your call, sir.
Have a good one, John.
We'll be back after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With recent internet